And now, here with the editorial from the Jesuit weekly America magazine, is Associate Editor Father Joseph O'Hare discussing food stamps in the United States.
Politicians pushing shopping carts down supermarket aisles are not an ordinary sight, but some in public office have been doing just that in accepting a week-long challenge to experience the difficulties of living on a food stamp allowance of barely more than $1 per meal. This year, Congress must make its five-year reauthorization of the Farm Bill, and food stamps are part of it. The Department of Agriculture uses its thrifty food plan to determine how much money a low-income household needs for a nutritious diet. But as anti-hunger advocates point out, the dollar amount called for by this plan is higher than the average food stamp benefit. In reality, many families run out before the end of the month. The situation is all the more worrisome because over half of food stamp recipients are children. One positive step is a bill introduced by Jim McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, and Joanne Emerson, Republican of Missouri, co-chairs of the House Hunger Caucus, both of whom accepted the one-week food stamp challenge. Their bill, the Feeding America's Family Act, would add $4 billion to the food stamp budget and thereby increase benefit levels. Reauthorization of the Farm Bill, with positive legislation of this kind folded in, offers a chance to reshape what the U.S. Bishops' Conference has called our broken agricultural policies. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.